shortly. We'll find out once more about the Tide Mill reopening in Woodbridge. We're going to talk about The Apprentice now. I'm delighted to say we've got someone with a bit of knowledge on the show today. Graham Calbray is the managing director of Cool Connection, which, incidentally, is Ipswich's largest privately owned employer. What does he make of The Apprentice? Would he hire or would he fire Sir Alan? Is that what business is really like? Graham, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Nick. Good morning.
What do you make of The Apprentice? Is it a little bit panto at times? Is that what business is really like?
No, business isn't like that at all. It's a TV programme. And you'd have been fired already because you called him Sir Alan. And of course, he's now Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar, yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. I mean, do you think it does some good for those of us that aren't in business to see that, how hard it is? Or actually, is it considerably harder than what we see on TV?
It's very different. When you see it on TV, you see a bunch of people who basically want to see themselves on television, and it's a TV show. It's that sort of reality TV show thing, and it's not actually how real life works. If people worked in business like all of they do, where they basically backstab each other throughout the whole programme, that isn't the way that business actually works.
Well, I mean, people in your position that have generated an awful lot of employment, generated a lot of success, and put money into the local economy through that business success. When you're asked, what was the best piece of advice? What was that turning point in your business career? What's your answer?
I've been forced to have a lot of good business advice in my career. The best mentor I ever had, unfortunately died many years ago, but he taught me the principle of hard work, fair play, and you have to sort of get inside the heads of the people that work with you and for you, but not in the way that you see it on the programme. I mean, people don't respond to being treated like that and being spoken to like that.
Is it? Because when I watch The Apprentice, I sort of think at times it's a little bit like that caricature of the 1980s of, you know, red braces, wads of cash, and it's a little bit yuppie. And in the real world, business isn't like that, is it?
Yes. When you look at the candidates, it's all very yuppie, isn't it? It's all very kind of red braces, and I'm better than you, and I sell better than you, and then Lord Sugar, Alan Sugar, whatever he calls himself these days, sits in the middle of it all. I watched last night's episode, and I've watched episodes before, but it's all very much the same thing, isn't it?
But the truth is that with smaller businesses, not like yours, but with smaller businesses, people who are in business themselves, often they're not even taking a salary, are they? Because they're struggling to pay their employees.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt in the current marketplace, the small businesses in a town like Ipswich, I mean, they have to work very, very, very hard. And if you looked at all of the shops and small retail businesses in Ipswich, you won't find any single one of them where the owners of them aren't actually putting their heart, soul, passion and everything else into what they're doing. And none of them would behave or act like the people on that programme.
If you look back to your career, finally now, to date, would you do anything differently?
Oh, good heavens, yes, of course I would. Wouldn't it be lovely to have hindsight? hindsight's 20/20 vision and all that sort of thing. Anybody in business who looks back and says, oh, no, I'd have done it exactly the same, is either a fool or a liar. There are so many things. If you had hindsight in business, wouldn't it be wonderful? But unfortunately, hindsight doesn't exist. So would I have done things differently? Well, I guess not, because I didn't do them differently at the time. Would I have liked to have done, looking back on it? Yes, of course so.
Graham, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Nick.
Graham Calbray, Managing Director of...